Welcome to The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
Today we're talking about beer. Switchback is becoming a go-to beer at bars and homes around the state, and some beer experts say it's becoming a new gateway beer, so to speak, for those who are just kind of getting interested in craft brews.
Gateway beer. And Switchback is expanding. They have a new Marzenfest beer that's an Oktoberfest-style lager, and they've also got a new tasting room in the south end of Burlington.
That got us thinking. It seems like the market for craft beer in Vermont is almost endless. How many breweries do we even need?
Well, you covered the Vermont Brewers Fest this summer. What did you see there?
It was pretty crazy. The fest sold out in minutes, which was definitely a record. There were long lines for Vermont beers. It wasn't only Vermont beers that were featured at the fest, but the longest lines we saw were for the local small batch brews like Lawson's, The Alchemist, Hill Farmstead, and everyone seemed to be pretty supportive is one thing that really struck me. The different brewers that were there were all excited to try each other's beers, and it seemed like a pretty harmonious community.
So like not competitive?
Not overtly so, no.
So it seems also though like there's a difference between these like really small ones like Heady Topper, Lawson's, and Hill Farmstead, and people are always going to be pumped about those. I mean, the Heady Topper still runs out really quickly at all the local stores. But then what about the bigger ones like Magic Hat and Long Trail that have been around for a little bit longer?
So they do fill different niches. I mean, we do have those sort of really hoppy, high alcohol by volume. They're sort of appointment drinking beers that you line up for. You're super excited to try. You're really paying attention to some of the flavors. And you have other beers that are more just, I'm grabbing a beer and I'm not thinking a lot about it. I spoke with Vermont beer expert and blogger Dan Barnes. He said Switchback in particular is emerging as a major competitor in the market for your everyday grab a beer at the bar.
It's a good crossover beer. I mean, it's a delicious beer.
Magic Hat and Long Trail, are they worried about Switchback?
I don't think that they are, but I think that they should be, because the Switchback seems to be continuing to prove that they can grow and grow and grow. I don't know. It's interesting. I guess Switchback hasn't really expanded much farther out of Vermont yet, so obviously, there's a long way for them to go.
But it should be noted that a beer like Switchback is only just expanding into Massachusetts, for example. They don't sell six packs that you can grab easily. They come in 22-ounce bottles that you can pour into a glass like an adult, or they're in kegs around the state as well. Whereas, you know, Magic Hat and Long Trail, I think we all know you can grab a six-pack of those beers pretty much anywhere and well beyond Vermont as well. So what we might see anecdotally in terms of what beer people are grabbing at the bar might not be true everywhere.
Yeah, and Joe's six-pack can't buy Switchback because there's no six-packs.
Right.
And it's also surprising in Vermont how many breweries can survive. I mean, we have so few industries where there's like many, many things being manufactured across the spectrum in the state. But beer seems like it's always growing. Out of the many that opened last year, only a handful crashed, right?
That's true. And all of the new breweries that popped up seem to be doing pretty well. And there are some examples where that's been a surprise. You know, some people wondered whether a craft brewery could survive in St. Albans, for example, but 14 Star is actually doing great. And it's funny, Barnes pointed out that if you start up at Vermont Pub and Brewery in Burlington, which is arguably the place that Vermont craft beer got its start, and you head south towards Fiddlehead Shop in Shelburne, there's so much going on in that sort of south end, south Burlington Shelburne corridor. Besides Switchback's new tasting room, Burlington South End is now home to Queen City Brewery, Magic Hat's down Route 7, and not to mention Citizen Cider, which isn't a beer, but whatever.
It's really good, though. Yeah, Route 7 is definitely where it's happening. And it would appear that for now, like, Vermont beer lovers can sustain all these breweries across the board. This has been The Catch-Up, and I'm Taylor Dunn.
And I'm Annie Russell. Patty Regan did our theme music.
Annie Russell produced.
And The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.